辉哥，
Hi, name.
今天讲个故事啊，会
I'm going to tell a story today.
完全超越您的认知，
Cognition that will completely surpass
甚至多数人呢会觉得荒诞不经。
even most people find it absurd.
这就是事实。
That's probably the case.
曾经见过他，
I have seen it before.
都说世界之大无。
At that time, everyone said that the world is vast.
岂不有那
Nothing is impossible.
浩瀚宇宙，那太空之中，
In the vast universe in space,
是否还存在着更高等级的文明？
where there are still high-level civilizations.
他们是以何种形态存在？
What form do they exist in?
又是如何俯瞰世间所有凡人？
How to look down on all the mortals.
今天给大家讲一段我亲身听闻，20年都忘不掉的奇遇。故事的主人公叫无忌。
Today, I'd like to share a story that I heard 20 years ago and still can't forget. The protagonist is called Wuxi.
是我早年在上海工作时认识的朋友。
I met him when I was working in Shanghai.
那几年啊，
Those years.
我见过太多的职场精英，名校、海归、大厂高管，形形色色的人呢，来过又走，绝大多数人的名字和模样啊。
I've seen so many corporate elites, graduates from prestigious universities, and high-level executives from big companies of all shapes and sizes come and go. Most people's names and appearances are unknown to me.
我早已经忘了，唯独无忌深深刻。
I had long forgotten the profound depth of the unique and unparalleled.
在我的记忆里，
And my memory.
也不是因为他，是因为他遇到了那位老板，彻底颠覆了我对这个世界的认知。无忌。
It wasn't because I was completely overturned by the boss I met, but because.
是帝国理工博士。
Is an Imperial College PhD.
正宗海归，履历光鲜。
Authentic overseas experience resume.
以他的学历，进投行500强，高薪体面。
With a high-level education, he earns a high salary and enjoys a comfortable life.
前途有望。
I have a bright future.
但是回国后，
But after returning to China,
偏偏选择了一家。
I chose it
毫不起眼的
inconspicuous
芬兰小公司，整个公司算是老板。
The small Finnish company is entirely run by the owner,
不到20个人。
less than 20 people.
老板是个60多岁的芬兰老先生，圆头秃顶，整天笑呵呵的。
The boss is a Finnish old man in his 60s, bald with a round head and a few scars.
大家叫他老马，这家公司是我听过的最离谱。
I've heard about this company, Old Horse, and it seems to be the most bizarre one.
最神仙的职场。
The most challenging workplace.
不用打卡，时间自由，居家办公，到岗上班。
No need to clock in. Flexible working hours, work from home or in the office.
自己随意选。
Self-reflection, choose one.
薪资待遇比行业平均水平高出大截。
The salary and benefits are higher than the industry average, which is very attractive.
最离谱的是老板。
The most outrageous thing is the boss.
他几乎什么都不管。
He doesn't care about anything.
业务进度不问，客户对接报表 KPI 不看，员工放手去做，输赢。
Business progress, consultant client liaison report KPI, let go of employees and focus on winning.
尝试由自己。
Try to do it by yourself.
他永远只有一句温柔的话。
He always had only one gentle word.
孩子们，你们高兴就好。
Kids, you're all happy.
无忌
Now,
刚入职的时候啊，
when I first entered the market,
是极度的不适应。
it is extremely unsuitable.
从前在大厂每天给 KPI 追着干。
From now on, instead of chasing KPIs every day in large factories,
紧绷焦虑，内卷内耗，来到这儿没人催促。
Don't be anxious and consumed by internal competition. Come here. No one is urging you to do so.
没人施压。
No pressure.
他反而不好意思偷懒。
He was actually embarrassed to slack off.
只想认真做事。
Just want to do things seriously.
我当初听他讲完第一句话。
When I first heard him say the first sentence,
就是这个老板到底图啥呀
？What does the boss want？
吴记说呀。
Wu said。
他也曾反复地琢磨。
He also repeatedly pondered。
后来他慢慢发现。
Later, he gradually realized that。
老马呀，这是什么都不图。
Old horse, you're so simple-minded。
他就喜欢安安静静地坐在一旁。
He liked to sit quietly in the corner。
看着是去。
Looking at the community,
年轻人忙碌奋斗。
Young people are busy and striving.
看着大家做成项目。
Watching everyone complete their projects.
欢呼雀跃。
Celebrate.
看着大家日常嬉笑打闹。
Watching everyone laugh and play.
那种眼神。
That look.
就像大人温柔。
Like a gentle adult.
看着一群无忧无虑的孩子。
Looking at a group of carefree children,
也是那一刻,
it was also at that moment,
我就突然明白,
I suddenly realized,
人间最珍贵的,
the most precious thing in the world,
从来不是什么神通本事,
it's not about having any special skills or abilities,
而是人心安稳,
instead, is about finding peace of mind,
日子顺遂
The days pass smoothly.
情绪平和
Emotional balance.
我们普通人这一生
We ordinary people.
求名求利
Seeking fame and fortune.
拼命奔波
Striving hard.
归根结底
Ultimately.
不过是求一份心安顺遂
But it's just for a peaceful and fulfilling life.
少灾少忧
Less misfortune, less worry.
世事平稳。
Everything is calm.
很多时候我们焦虑内耗。
Many times we are consumed by anxiety and self-doubt.
心神不宁。
Anxious.
越是强求。
The more you try.
越是波折不断。
The more and more setbacks.
所以我一直随身习惯。
I've always had the habit of carrying it with me.
带着这串十八字。
Wearing this set of 18 characters.
手串，十八颗珠子。
18 beads on a bracelet.
粒粒圆满，寓意十八顺遂。
The meaning of it every grain is perfect, is to be successful in all aspects of life.
百事无用。
Peace of mind.
作为一份美好寄托
As a cherished companion,
我安稳度日从容
I live a stable and peaceful life.
前行
Forward.
人这一生最大的福报从来不是逆天改命
The greatest blessing in a person's life is not to defy fate and change one's destiny.
强行翻盘
Forced reveal.
而是心态从容
Instead, maintain a calm and composed mindset.
遇事不慌。
Don't panic when faced with a problem.
岁岁安稳。
Peaceful and stable year after year.
人间平安。
Peace of mind.
越是见过无常。
The more you see impermanence.
越懂得顺遂。
The more you understand, the better.
安稳最难得，从老马的身上。藏着
Stability is the most precious thing hidden in the old horse.
更让人细思极恐的无常和神奇，无计。
The impermanence and magic of the world, which are more thought-provoking.
后来慢慢发现。
Later, I gradually realized that.
这家从来不管事的小公司从来没有失败过。
This company, which never fails.
要是老马点头认可的业务。
As long as the business is approved by old Mar.
不论中途奔波在。
No matter how far the journey.
阻碍再大。
No matter how many obstacles.
最后一定是顺利落地。
Finally, it will be successful.
遇到难缠的客户眼。
Encountering a difficult sky.
看着就要黄掉的单子。
Seeing the contract about to expire.
所有人焦虑不已。
Everyone was worried.
老马笑笑。
Old Mars Eric CEO.
没事。
It's okay.
等等，短。
Wait a while.
短几天的时间。
In a matter of a few days.
面必然峰回路转。
The situation will inevitably turn for the better. To solve it effortlessly.
公司每个月都会组织团建，在上海待过的人都知道，梅雨季节有多折磨人。
Each month, the company organizes team-building activities in Shanghai. Everyone knows how miserable it is to stay there during the rainy season.
几乎看不见晴天。
Almost no sunshine.
更神奇的是
，More surprisingly，
老马带队的团建整整一个梅雨季。
Old Mars team building trip, which lasted for the entire rainy season，
一次雨都没有淋过。
No rain。
每次团建前，天气预报。
Before each team building, check the weather forecast。
清一色的下雨预警。
A string of bad weather forecasts。
员工纷纷犹豫询问：“老马今天还出门吗？”
Employees were all hesitant and asked Old Mar if he was still going out today.
老马摸摸自己的光头笑。
Old horse, pack your own head.
笑呵呵地说。
He said with a smile.
没关系。
Relax.
今天阳光明媚。
Today the sun is shining.
一开始。
Initially.
所有人都不信。
Everyone doesn't believe it.
老头有信口开河吗
？He's just a braggart.
可一次两次。
Once or twice.
十次。
10 times.
数十次是四次应验。天气预报。
Dozens of times. The forecast was right.
在他这儿是从来都不准的，明明全程下雨。
There is never a clear, all-encompassing explanation for why it rains in this place.
唯独他们团的一方，晴空万里。
Only their group had a weather forecast.
有人打趣儿。
Someone joked.
是不是晴空观天算命
？Does he know how to read the sky and tell fortunes?
预知祸福。
Trouble comes when you least expect it.
老马依旧乐呵呵的自嘲。
Old Mar continued to laugh and joke about himself.
聪明的脑袋不长毛。
Smart people don't have to work.
我这脑袋瓜顶呱呱的。老马。
My old horse has a brilliant brain.
有个无人敢打破的规矩。
There is a rule that no one dares to break.
他的办公室任何人都不尊敬。公司。
No one is allowed to enter his office.
全员都是开放式工位。
All workstations are open plan.
只有他一间独立小屋，无窗。
Only his small independent house had no windows.
他在公司的时候门开着。
He left the door open when he was at the company.
除了他，其他人都不能进去。
Except for him, everyone else can't get in.
他离开后，门一定紧锁。
He definitely locked the back door.
无人能窥探很好。
No one can see well.
有一次。
Once.
下班，无忌走到半路。
I'm walking home from work and I suddenly realize that I don't have any money.
发现手机落到公司了。
Found a phone at the company.
折返回去。
Go back and get it.
当时整栋大楼早已是空无一人，走廊漆黑寂静。
At that time, the entire building was already empty, with dark and dusty corridors.
他拿完手机准备离开。
He took his phone and was about to leave.